I touch few, you know, things tonight. We have short, you know, like we have this wonderful experience. And then the other thing I like dress is unconditional happiness. I want to talk for a few minutes that. The goal of meditation is to develop unconditional happiness. Unconditional happiness means all human beings base our happiness means, you know, happiness means just feeling contentment, feeling fulfillment, feeling enjoyment. You know, they all call happiness. Feeling, you know, connecting each other. All things, basic external conditions, that means your happiness is conditional. I mean, conditions are good, you're happy, oh, hi, I'm really, what are you doing? Life is so good, you know. Then conditions are not good, then people say, I'm very unhappy, my conditions are not. Always relying on some conditions. You know, sometimes you are young, you know, like conditions are, your life is depend more conditions, like external conditions, like you see something, you hear something, you always do something, that's your happiness based off that, you know, or everybody's, you know, maybe relationships, they call it conditional happiness, you know, everybody know how to pursue that. Most human beings stray, you know, like stray or searching of conditioned happiness. You know, everybody knows, you know, like. But meditation's goal is unconditional happiness. Unconditional happiness means once you're through meditation, your mind has become weakened and mind is become, you know, your negative thoughts, emotions slowly, slowly decrease. Your positive experiences developed, and then you have very, very beautiful mind. And then when you have that kind of mind, and you sit, feels good, you know, there's nothing to missing. You sit, it's very beautiful. You walk in, it's always beautiful. It's not, your happiness is no longer dependent on conditions. Your mind is always good, you know, like, and you have, you can have conditional happiness or you have unconditional, you can have both together. That means your happiness no longer completely 100% rely on conditions, you know. Otherwise, if you don't have unconditional happiness, our happiness completely rely on conditions. That's really like one way scary, you know. Really actuality, because on conditions not there, then what do you do? And therefore, human beings, you know, something searching meaning means look like they're really, they don't say that, but they're really looking at unconditional happiness. You know, like the human, you know, like goal is, you know, not always people, you know, they do everything, done everything, still something's missing, you know. You have good, you have financially secure, people think, you know, you have become famous. Then still people think something's missing. But what they don't know. And then most famous people going to take drugs. Maybe that's the answer. You know, that's not really the answer. Then going to same, create more problems. That really means human beings, something's mystery, what they want. Really, they want is unconditional happiness. Something, happiness is not a condition you can control, you know. Conditional happiness is, we cannot control conditional happiness. It's reliant there. But unconditional happiness, you can control. It's with you all the time, where you goes. And then I think the meditation creates unconditional happiness. I think that's really the most powerful, really, are whether people, you have any fame, you know, like you have wealth, all these things you have, wonderful, you're happy. Or same time, you don't have anything, but still your mind is good state. Therefore, no longer relying on conditions. And that really comes from meditation. A meditation, that means your mind is so perfect, you know. Your mind is become beautiful, pristine. And then that happens whether you live, whether you die, whether you have, you know, like, go everywhere. It's wonderful because you have beautiful mind. And that's really called, you know, through meditation, you say, you can achieve unconditional happiness. Now, that's really our, it's not like, it's achievable. It's everybody can experience. You know, like, what is really we need is, you need to have good meditative introductor, and you need to take enough how to do that. Everybody can achieve unconditional happiness. You know, right now, very young, everybody's young. You know, like here, few, you know, we are few elderly people, most here are young, you know. Most here are young, like college students. They are focusing now, and like 20 years later, you know, like say, have big impact. You know, like you can look at, go through life, and you found an unconditional happiness, and people see you're very different, you know. They perceive you very differently. You know, people, you know, sometimes they want to perceive, you know, differently. They make hairs, and, you know, sometimes surgery make nose, you know. Like that's, you know, like just, you don't have inner qualities. People don't see picture, but you have the inner qualities. No matter what, who you are, the people always attract you, always interest in you, because people want to hang out with you because you have, it's not like everybody's good external conditions. Everybody's here. No one's, nothing wrong. But what we need is internally develop. Once we internally develop, become very powerful, you know, like very special. Therefore, tonight, I just here come to, you know, like now 8 o'clock, we want to step here and share here this meditation group, my understand, my point of view of meditation. Also other perspectives, but, and you know, a little bit Dzogchen point of view of meditation, you know, about share everybody, like share food, you know, people share food similarly. You can eat yesterday Chinese food, different time you can eat Italian food, similar. You can share different kind of perspective of meditation. Then I, you know, enjoy it, you know, like the, this, you know, dinner. And then we have finished, yeah? Yes, we are finished. Thank you for coming. Thank you.